Here we go. Let's get these questions from the DMs.
Yep.
All right, well, that's what I heard. So what do you want to tell you? Hello, everyone. Welcome to That's What I Heard. Happy first day of spring. Wow. It is officially the first day of spring. In New York, we call this false spring. We're having a 70 degree day. Everyone is bugging out. The white claws and the ankles are flying. But this is a prank. People, we do this every year. We go balls to the wall for like 4 days in March.
Yep.
And we think this is permanent. And we play ourselves every time.
Every time.
Every time we don't remember, this is not permanent. This is a prank. This is passing. This is actually really the 4 day period where the tone for the upcoming summer is set, I believe. So whatever emotions, vibes, you know, looks come up in this 4 day period, that's what the summer is.
Yeah. So what do you think the vibe is for this summer?
Well, for me, no vape summer.
Oh, I am holding you to that.
I had a 4 vape relapse. The relapse 4 is over. I smoked 4 entire vapes. Yes.
Entire vapes?
Yes.
Rex? What
yes.
the fuck?
But here's the thing. Here's the thing. Relapse isn't part of recovery because here's what it proves to me. The vape is the problem.
Right.
Because and not only did I relapse on vapes, I relapsed on coffee.
Okay.
So I was back on coffee and vape. You know, that means I'm back on like eternal terror.
Yeah.
The anxiety, the terror. My skin broke out, went absolutely psychotic.
Yeah.
I just started to feel nauseous all the time. I felt terrible. Like, okay. So that proves it once and for all. Without any question of a doubt. What's the saying? Shadow of a doubt.
Yeah.
Reasonable doubt.
Yeah.
It's the vape and the coffee. It's a big problem. It's got to go. So I'm back off the vapes. Now, fashion-wise, I haven't really made any statements. I mean, I guess I'm Aloe Girl Summer. I might be doing Aloe all summer.
Okay.
Very luxe.
Yeah. You had discussed this, that you've been hitting the boot camp and your goal has been to be like one of those girls, the aloe girl.
Yeah. We're not really there yet. There's been some setbacks.
Okay.
Mostly my all meat diet.
Right.
Not exactly the look.
No broccoli in the diet lately?
No. It's just meat.
Okay.
Grass fed beef. So happy spring to everyone. This is also the 4 year anniversary this week of COVID shutdown.
Oh, yeah.
So that's a big monument. So 4 years ago today, I was probably taking my last Uber pool ride.
Yes.
Okay. I remember my last Uber pool ride like it was yesterday. It was before they gave the stay at home orders, but after everybody kind of started bugging. Mm-hmm. There was like a week period when people started going, this is serious, guys. Like something is coming. Something, it's here. There's a couple cases in New York. But so by the time that happened, and then by the time they actually said, shut it down, this is a pandemic, there was like a week and I was in my last Uber pool and this guy just started sneezing and I went, Karen.
Oh, yeah.
I said, why don't you cover your fucking mouth? I said, you know what's going on in this city right now? Why don't you cover your fuck? But I was like actually terrified.
Yeah.
It was like genuine terror. So I'm saying it now like it was a joke, but it was more like, why don't you cover your fucking mouth?
Yeah, right.
Okay. Do you know what's going on right now in the city? Okay. Do you not care? And he looked me dead in the eye. He said, then don't take a pool.
You know, it's not a bad point.
He's got a point. He had a point.
But back then they were like $4.
I know.
How do you not take it?
Then, yeah, never took a pool again. Then we entered the era of Uber. So then Uber pool went away immediately.
Yeah.
But then do you remember the era of Uber where the Uber drivers covered the partition between the driver and the passenger in like saran wrap?
Yes.
Or like an intricate series of like vents and tubes and plastics.
Yes.
And you would just get into these bubbles.
Yeah.
Now that was one for the books. It contributed to the novelty and the excitement of it all.
They did that in like pharmacies and stuff too. I remember within the first couple of weeks when I went down to a CVS for the first time, I thought I was in like 23 days later or something like that. It was wild to see that much plastic covering, you know, the checkout lines and everything. It's
and it was
very
all
scary.
It was all just bootleg shit.
Yeah.
And it was all, I mean, It was not our fault. We were scared.
Yeah.
Because remember the big news 4 years ago this week was everyone was stuck on the cruise ship that was infected with COVID. I don't know where it was. And they wouldn't let it dock.
Yeah.
And hundreds of people infected floating off the coast.
Yeah.
Nobody will take them. Nobody will allow them to dock.
But it was also like a joke storyline for a while.
I know.
That it was just like, imagine being on that cruise. That sucks.
Or it's like, anyone who gets on the cruise deserves to die.
Right.
I still remember the butterflies in my stomach during this time.
So where were you when things actually shut down? Like that night where Rudy Gobert.
Oh my gosh. See, I wasn't a basketball fan yet, but I remember seeing that. And so I've always remembered that name.
Yeah.
Rudy Gobert. So I worked my last shift at the bar. It was a Sunday. Mm-hmm. And then St. Patrick's Day was coming up on that Tuesday.
Right.
And they hadn't canceled it yet.
Right.
And I think nothing was shut down yet. But I said to the owner, I said, I think this is the last day I can work. I'm starting to get really bugged out by this. Mm-hmm. I was just putting bleach on everything at the restaurant. Sure. I was like breaking out in hives because I was putting so much bleach on stuff.
Were you really?
Yeah, I was really scared. It only lasted like 2 weeks and I was absolutely 100% over it. But yeah, I was like genuinely like really scared.
Yeah.
Then I went out to dinner and then people started making videos like, I see in New York, everyone's out. Because it was the same weather. It was like this beautiful spring-like weather. Yeah. Everyone was out. The bars were packed, overflowing, so packed. And then people started making videos like, you guys aren't taking this seriously. You don't know what's coming. Like people were making people that lived in China were making videos like, you guys don't understand what's coming.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm definitely going out to dinner. But then
nothing.
Then it started to really get to me. And I told them, I was like, this is my last shift. I can't do this. I took my last Uber home. And then they canceled everything. What on the Monday, the next day.
I remember I was living with a girlfriend at the time and she had come home. She went out to dinner. Like the weekend that they were kind of telling people maybe you should stay home.
Mm-hmm.
She was kind of like going out to get the last one in.
Yeah. Everyone was getting the last one in. Everyone was going getting banged out for that last time.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
So she
was hitting the streets.
She came back and she was like, we keep hearing that people think that they're going to shut down the subways and the city and all this stuff. I was like, that's never going to fucking happen. And then like 3 days later, they were like, all right, everything is shut down. I was like, wait, what?
So crazy.
Are you kidding me?
So dystopian. Lines outside the supermarkets.
The supermarkets were crazy.
There was no meat.
Yeah.
You couldn't get chicken.
Yeah.
That was nutso. And then the heat and the gas and the hot water went out in my apartment and stayed out for 3 months. The entire time of this quarantine shit.
Because they just, nobody would come.
No,
fix
the boiler
it.
Broke and they just like couldn't fix it. But then they did get the hot water back on, but we had no gas or no heat. Anyway, who cares? Literally, who cares? I'm just so bored by that. anyway, really started the beginning. It was the end of an old life and the beginning of a new life.
Yeah.
A new era. For me, worked out pretty good, but I know for others, I am sorry.
Yeah.
Well, what really, so I didn't. Here's why I can say like it and it was an interesting time to be alive because I didn't have anyone really close to me die.
Yeah.
So, but those early days when people were dying over FaceTime, that's horrific.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's a killer. I mean, that's horrible that that people had to go through that. So I didn't have that experience. That's why I'm like making light of it. But yeah, I mean, I started a show called Margwalks.
Where you would can I guess?
Yeah, go ahead.
You'd have a margarita and go for a walk out in...
Yeah, we'd have a guest. We'd get margs. We'd go for a walk. Good times.
I would have produced that.
It's cultural.
If we had known you then.
Yeah. It was a really good show.
Yeah.
We should bring it back, actually.
Bonus content?
Yeah. Well, let me... Everything I say is fake, so let me not say I'm going to do that. we had a company outing. Different topic. We had a company outing. Me and Trina went to the Knicks game.
Yes.
That's what I heard out on the streets. It was that boring ass game.
The Philly
it was a
game?
Blowout. No. It was Magic.
Oh, yeah.
The Knicks were winning. We were like, we're outie.
Yeah.
Third quarter, we were out. Then we went outside. Then this guy starts talking to us. He's from Texas. And then I don't know how, but he started talking about the Bayou. And I started doing my get the gator, going to get the gator. I said, there's a gator. We're going to get the gator.
Yeah.
Let's go get the gator.
Yeah.
He goes, that's actually pretty good. That's actually spot on. He goes, do it again. That was pretty good. I go, you're going to get here to get the gator. You're going to get here to get a gator. And then he said, he's like, actually, what we would say is there's a gate over there. We're going to get it.
That was great.
Yeah. So I was like, wow, this might be my best one.
You're mastering the NOLA accent.
Yeah. Is that what it is? It's bio. It's bio.
Bio. Yeah.
It's bio.
Creole.
Go ahead and get a gator. It's James Carville.
Yeah.
The Democratic Party. False gum. Wow. James Carville. We go, I don't know. Right. No, that's okay. It went off. Never
mind. Yeah. You had it for a second.
Yeah, I had it for a second. I lost it. I wasn't in tune. Anyway, today's episode, how long have we been fucking doing this for?
10 minutes.
10 fucking minutes. Why don't we go ahead, take a break. Yeah. When we come back, we have a very special topic we're going to explore today. Today, we're going to be diving into what is a girl's girl? Because I've been hearing this topic thrown around everywhere. And I've assembled a true think tank of the best and the brightest of the gals, of the girls. Andrea Lopez and Jesse Jollies will be here and we will get into it. And in honor of this episode, what is a girl's girl? I have worn my guy's guy outfit.
Yeah. All right.
You know what they say about Frex? She's a real guy's guy. See you after the break, everyone. That's what I heard. That's what I heard. When someone tells me they're from Massachusetts, now I always ask what part. All right. Fucking rip roaring good time. Welcome back from break, everybody. We have the ultimate girl gang in the studio right now. Please welcome Andrea Lopez and Jesse Jollies.
Give it up.
Jollies? Yeah. My bad.
I was like, oh, that's kind of fun. Then I was like, I don't know.
No, you got it correct. No, yeah. Jollies.
Jollies.
All right. Well, here's what we're talking today, guys and girls. Listen, so I saw Jesse yesterday and I forget how it came up, but you said something like, what did you say?
I don't know.
You said like either I'm a girl's girl or so-and-so is a girl's girl.
Yeah, something about a girl's girl.
And I said, now, what does that mean, actually?
And I said, you know, I don't really know.
And then I said, now, am I a girl's girl? I go, I don't know. I might just be a people's person. But I might be a guy's guy. I mean, look at the outfit. So we had to do a deep dive.
Yeah.
So we convened the brain trust to talk what is a girl's girl. First of all, let's go around and if anyone wants to self-identify.
Yeah.
I would say that, yes, I am a girl's girl.
I also think that I am a girl's girl.
Johnny?
I gotta go with the group on this one and say I'm a girl's girl. Because what if I did say I was a guy's girl? Like, I would actually...
That would be so rock and
roll. I would leave the room.
Yeah.
I think the thing is, like, and you can... You should... Okay. You're either a girl's girl, a guy's girl. But then I think there's, like, I'm, like, I put... I think guys, girl,
you're a Venn diagram and you're in the middle.
Right.
I think it's just about putting men before women. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, we have some information.
Okay.
According to
trusted website, Mashable.com.
Ooh.
Trust in the
Mashable.
Trust in what they say. Now, this is kind of long, so we'll skip around. But have you, okay. So by the way, the reason this is back in the zeitgeist is because the Ariana Grande, Ethan Slater affair situation. Ethan Slater's ex-wife was quoted as saying, Ariana Grande, not a girl's girl.
Yeah.
And then Jason Kelsey's ex-girlfriend came out when he started dating Taylor Swift. The ex-girlfriend came out and said, just so you know, Jason Kelsey cheated on me and I wouldn't be a girl's girl if I didn't let Taylor know she should be careful.
Travis
Kelsey.
I think that's it.
Yes.
That's it.
Okay.
Or what you're saying is a great point.
So that's why this is back in the zeitgeist. So now here's what Mashable.com says. So what exactly is a girl's girl? She checks on you at a party. She holds your hair back when you're sick. You can depend on her to be honest with you if your partner is cheating. She'll never hate you for how you look. And this is written by maybe a 12-year-old.
Yeah.
She will never hate you for how you look and will always tell you that there's something in your teeth. This is not making me look good. She's your absolute ride or die. Now that I like. Okay. Let's see. My family's... Okay, so this was the quote. Ariana's the real story. She's not a girl's girl. My family is just collateral damage. That was Ethan Slater's ex-wife. Mm-hmm. Now, on TikTok, people are going crazy saying, theorizing about why Ariana Grande is not a girl's girl. In some ways, this glorified use of the girl's girl phrase feeds into the patriarchal system that vilifies women, making them the sole bearer of blame while absolving men of any responsibility. The shame and scrutiny that Grande faced was grossly disproportionate to Slater. I'm not sure if that's true. Let's pause. Let's pause there.
Yeah.
I feel like they both got shit for that.
And they should. I think that's the thing. I think a girl's girl, like, wouldn't have an affair.
Right.
I think an affair is getting attention. And I think a guy's girl or someone who isn't a girl's girl is like competing.
Uh-huh.
Like, I think Ariana has that competing edge. Like, she likes things that she shouldn't have.
Right.
And then once she has it, she's ready to go. It's just that initial, I get it? And then she leaves.
Like a girl's girl, if she finds out the person she hooked up with has a girlfriend, is going to message and say, oh my God, you got to know.
Right.
Right. But like, be clear about it. Not be mean.
No, not mean. Like, oh my God, I didn't know. Right. Or, oh my God, your boyfriend's cheating.
Right. So a girl's girl would message a boy's girl. Would.
It's just so whole different
this,
thing.
Isn't this confusing? It's like a tongue twister. Maybe, now I'm confused.
Maybe
again.
It's either you're a girl's girl or you're not a girl's girl. A guy's girl is like a different thing.
Because a guy's girl is like, wants to hang out with the guys. But I like to hang out with the guys too because I have a lot of male interests, like gambling.
Right.
So what am I supposed to do? Like, I need someone to talk to about it.
Right.
I got to talk about my parlays. With who? You?
No,
Woo-hoo.
I can't.
I gotta talk to Mike about that.
Yeah,
that's right.
What about the world wars? You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's a pass for me.
Yeah, it's a pass. It's a pass for you.
I could get into some deep conversation. Is there tequila involved? Depends on the situation. Yeah, I got nothing for the parlays.
Yeah, nothing. So we have to like go outside the species at some time.
Yeah, right.
We have to speak to the men at some points. Okay, but a guy's girl, I would say, is what according to the internet is seeking the attention of men. Above all.
Oh.
Yeah. Right?
A guy's girl. Either that or a guy's girl is like kind of just like you said, has interests that are male and just identifies like likes to hang out with a rowdy crowd kind of thing.
Here's something.
Yeah. Okay.
At its core, being a girl's girl means being a reliable friend, someone you can count on for honesty and support. Now you may wonder, doesn't this just mean being a decent person?
Mm.
For the most part, yes. But there's a reason why this category is gaining steam in the present day. Think back to the early 2000s when trends demanded women denounce their femininity. Now they're going to nail me to the cross. I'm about to be nailed to the cross. The cool girl, okay, who loved hanging out with the boys and hated pink ruled the zeitgeist. Today, the internet calls this person the pick-me girl. She thrives on being different. Read better from others, from other girls, and seeks male validation. According to Dr. Amelia Morris, don't care what she does, this system of women being pitted against each other forms the fabric of a heteronormative society throughout popular... sees the pleasure. It's just so many words. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's just like so many.
It's just so much fat.
So much description. What I'm getting from that is a guy's girl has daddy issues. Therefore. Right.
And girl's girl mommy issues. That's such a good way to put it.
And she seeks validation from men. So obviously girls are jealous of her. Listen, I was a late bloomer, so I didn't even understand boys. So for me to even get to that point of being friends with the boys on the playground wasn't me.
Right.
Didn't know.
I also think it's like are you competing against other women or supporting and like uplifting?
Mm-hmm. Right. But so what about in career sense? Aren't we competing against everybody?
Yeah. Career sense. I'll see you when I see you.
I'll actually catch me outside. Yeah. But like if you mean like, yes, like for romantic validation or like attention, I guess.
Yeah. I mean. I think with anything, I don't know. I think you like, you know how some people like being the only girl in the room?
Of course.
They're like, right. I'm the only girl in the room. And you're like, oh, okay. There's a spot open. You're they're like, okay, sounds I don't know. Dangerous. It should just be whoever's like, you guys have people you want.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if they're like, let me get more people in here. I don't know.
I see. So you're saying that a classic girl's girl would fight to get another woman in the room based on gender.
I think. Like
Mike's waving.
I can't believe it. Can you tell me? I don't know. Hello.
Hello. I hear you.
Is it?
Yes.
Okay. I think so. Like, I think the reason we keep saying Ariana is because I don't think that she brings other women in the room.
Right.
I don't think. I think she likes being the only girl in the room.
Well, I've never been invited, so I don't know.
She doesn't reach out to me. I don't know. I think that's what a not girls girl would do. But it's almost, this is like psychology or math. Like, I'm like 2 + 5. Yeah. And then if you subtract 3, I'm like, is that a girl's girl?
It is the most confusing topic I've ever laid my mind on. I go, no, what?
I think everybody has a different definition. I think that's why it gets confusing.
Mm. Totally.
Because if you talk about it, girl's girl versus guy's girl in high school, I think that's different than what it is when you grow up and you're a little bit older and you're like stealing men from other women.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because that's a whole other thing.
Yeah.
Now, but so something that I know, so like in a hypothetical scenario, there's a couple, right? And then the man cheats with another woman. Now
he's a guy's guy.
He's a guy's guy. First of all, he's the man.
He's the one man.
Okay. Yeah. So he fucking rules, first
yeah.
of all.
Yeah.
No, but a lot of people would say a lot of these girls, girl critics would say you can't have any criticism towards the other woman because she didn't owe you anything because she's not the one in the relationship. And I don't agree with that.
Well, he deserves to be burned at the stake.
Burned and at the stake, first of all. Number one, most wrong.
Right. I don't know if does she know that he's dating?
Yeah, she knows.
She knows. She's making, ooh. Yeah, she's making choices. I'll say that.
Yeah. So is,
but the man is never crucified. It's always the woman that's the home wrecker. Like, well, you knew about them. So what are you doing? But takes you to tango. The guy did it too.
I mean, the guy's, more wrong.
No, he should be run over in the road.
Oh, yeah.
Roadkill.
Yeah.
In the road.
Yeah.
Not off to the side. No, full on in the road. Ricochets off another car.
We call that middle of the road.
Yeah. Okay. Middle of the road.
Middle of the road. Which I think the other person should be held accountable too, because as a people's person, you do have a responsibility to other people. No? Yes or no?
It's not. Yeah, I would think so.
People's court.
Has that ever happened to you?
It has.
Like, I one time found out that somebody that I hooked up with was then, he had told me it was an open relationship.
Right.
Unbeknownst to you, you had no clue.
Right.
You're like, oh, this is news.
No, he was like, it's an open relationship. Let's hook up. I said, oh, it's open.
So you were the other person.
You were the other woman.
And then I found out through him being weird. He's like, actually, it was closed. Right. And I went, I'm so sorry. And I thought, should I contact her?
Right.
Because I kind of feel like a girl's girl would.
Yep.
Right.
This was a few years ago. I didn't. Because I went, I'm not wasting any more time on this situation. But I wish I had. That's something I have trouble sleeping with sometimes.
Well,
she broke up with him.
It was
2 weeks
time.
Later.
It was one.
So God bless. She knew. She fucking knew.
It was a one-off or it was ongoing?
Sorry?
Was it like a one-off thing or was it an ongoing thing that you saw him again?
Okay, so we had hooked up we were like friends with benefits. Mm-hmm. And then.
Classic.
So, you know. And then that's when he was like, hey, actually, it's open. Can I see you? Mm-hmm. And I said, oh, it's open. And then after that, I never saw him again because I said, you lied to my face. I will never trust you again.
You're out of here. So I think that actually your actions are the girl's girl actions.
You do, even though I didn't tell her.
Yeah, but you protected her through your actions.
Okay. I appreciate that.
I feel like the bad move is to continue the wrong actions.
I wouldn't do that.
Yeah, so closed the door on him.
Yeah.
And then you found out 2 weeks later that she broke up with him anyways.
Yeah.
So the girl
knew. That's true. I think she knew. But I do think a girl's girl would tell you.
Right.
I wish we were keeping a running tally of how many times we said the word girl's girl.
Take a drink.
Should we get the tequila?
Yeah. I would be. Now, we've talked about Taylor Swift. We talked about Ariana. But who's a textbook? I'm gonna say it again. Girl's girl.
Yeah.
Shots.
Shot right now.
Dolly Parton. Oh. Girl's girl.
Dolly Parton.
Reba McEntire.
Girl's girl.
Girl's girl.
Oprah, honestly.
A single mom who works too hard. Girls, girl.
Yes. Wait, that's on my TikTok too.
Oh, every day. Every of my day. Life.
Yeah. All my whole TikTok is make my kids lunch with me. And then it's like, she works too hard. She works two jobs. Like, I have no family and no job. Like, what is this? Oh my God. Okay, where were we? Okay, Reba McEntire, ultimate girls girl. Dolly Parton, ultimate girls girl. Mm. Okay, who? Someone said something else. What was it? Oprah.
Now, Oprah is, oh my God.
Oprah's a woman's woman. She's a mom's mom.
Yeah. She's up in the upper leagues.
Yeah, she's an after school woman's woman. Mm-hmm. Like, I remember when my mom was going through her divorce. I mean, was there anything more important than 4 p.m. coming? like, it was actually life and death. I mean, it was actually like life and death that 4 p.m. gets here right now because she needs this guidance.
Yeah.
Like, she can't get through it without.
Oh.
Yeah.
She's so incredible.
Woman's woman.
Great read.
A woman's woman.
Okay. Who else we got?
Along the lines of the talk show host, Drew Barrymore.
Yeah.
Girls? The way Drew will champion a piece of plywood, this woman just in it for the support.
Yes.
Yes.
On her knees, almost begging you to see her.
Just like inside of them.
Yeah.
Honoring them.
I know.
Yeah.
That's so true. Yeah. I mean, a raindrop has never been so seen than in the Drew Barrymore gaze.
Yeah. Ever looked at it the same.
Okay, this is good. So who? Okay, girls. I got nothing.
Girls. I'm thinking of like old school movies that we would know in our generation.
Or even like, I'm like, reality stars are normally not girls. Right. They pretend.
And right, they do pit them against each by other. Girls.
Yeah. Right.
And still not girls. But yeah, but they ply them with alcohol and then like start whispering like, that girl called you a bitch.
Right.
Yeah. And then just see what happens.
Turning the girls into guys.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Now, Kristen Cavallari, your girl, what would you say about her?
Kristen. Now, before we hit record, I might have said, yeah, she's giving guys.
Okay. Listen.
But that's only because her recent relationship. Now, she's in her, I would say, mid-30s. Mm-hmm. Dating now an early 20s guy. Mm-hmm. I would say that's 24. Guy's girl behavior.
Right.
Because.
Why?
Because that means that you're just able to just ping pong yourself around men. You know what I mean? Like, she just can just hang out with them. She's making TikToks with them.
Well, right. Even Laguna Beach, dare I go back that far?
Yeah, actually, oh you should God. Because okay. There's a lot to talk
because
about.
Because remember,
there.
Like, Elsie loves Steven. Steven. Yes.
Steven.
That's it.
Steven.
I forgot there's someone here that does the impression. Yeah. I'm embarrassed. Forget. Delete me doing it. But like.
No, keep going.
That, like the way they pinned against each other, the way she'd be like, you're a loser. I remember being, well, growing up, I thought Kristen's the coolest girl ever. It feels like she doesn't have feelings and she's not affected by anything. Like, yep. Incredible. And that LC is like a girl's girl and we're watching her get demolished. You know?
Exactly.
Right. So. That Kristen she always had that, yeah, and seemed close with them, cool with them, mm-hmm. And would, I think, do whatever she wanted.
Now, the other girl, the friend, Lolo, what's her name? Lolo?
Low.
Low.
Girls, yeah. Girl.
Loved Low.
Girls, girl.
Yeah.
Has girls that girl. Vagina no, actually,
I would
brand.
Say, I would say, she? Actually, she's like a people's gummies. Person.
She's just an overall good person Low. To have around.
Some people, I think, bridge the gap.
Yeah.
Bridge the
yeah,
gender yeah. divide. People's person.
Yes.
So that's our third category.
So that's okay.
Guys, girls, girl, people's person. I'd say Low, people's person. Kristen, guys, girl. LC, girls, girl.
LC, girls, girl.
And I think that that might be the final definitive word.
Girls,
yeah. On the OC chapter.
Close the book.
Yeah, close yeah. the book. Here's a scenario. When I was a waitress, there was a man and a woman, coworkers, out to in my section eating. They looked like, you know, professional. I think they worked at the hospital, but not doctors, maybe like in the business side. But okay. They were dressed nice. They looked successful, whatever. It comes time to pay the check. They both start giving me, he gives the card and then she goes, no, no, no. Take my card. So then they're both going, no, no, no. I want to pay. So they're both putting their, putting their cards out to
I'd
me.
I'd love to go out with either of them.
Just throwing just with yeah. the cards. Like, no, no, no.
Take
me,
my money.
Me, yeah. me, me. And I was like, ah. And then I think I was like, I feel like my parents are fighting. And then I took the guy's card. Okay.
Yeah.
And she looks at me so disappointed. She goes, I thought we were supposed to have each other's backs.
She's bringing it to a whole other level.
And then you went, girl, I did.
And I said, girl, why would you want to pay for this
shit? Go get a mani-pedi with this.
You're trying to pay for these jalapeno poppers. Yeah. I do have your back.
He ate more, I'm positive.
But she thought it was like a sign of disrespect that I chose the man's card over her. Because maybe she wanted to prove she was just as successful.
I think that's a girl's girl move.
Me, right?
Yes.
Yeah, thank you.
You're keeping her fed.
I would do that too.
Keeping my girl fed and free.
You guys are all friends.
Yeah, sure.
You should have thanked you.
She's
That's
wrong.
What I think.
She's wrong as fuck.
I got to go with you on that one.
Yeah.
I'm scared of what you would say. Yeah, if I did agree. She's wrong as fuck. You're right.
You're out.
She's wrong.
No, maybe I was wrong. I don't know. You know.
I don't think so. I would have done the same thing. I would have tipped my little hat to her and said, I'm going to make him pay. And then if she said, how dare you, I would go, girl, you can pay twice. How about your tip?
Yeah.
Dude, pay that in tip.
Yeah.
Everyone wins.
Yeah. Why don't you leave the tip?
I said, if you're that upset about that cash, which I can't believe I let you keep it. Give it to me.
I can't believe it.
I can't believe it. Give it to me.
To complicate things further, there's also another category that I found on the internet. I'm scared to do it.
What?
The girly girl.
Oh. The hell is that?
This came up in my search. So, girl's girl, now we also have to deal with the girly girl. Girly girl is a term for the girl or woman who presents in a traditionally feminine way. We know this. So now, and then the pick-me girl. Did we already talk about pick-me girl?
The pick-me girl.
Which I guess is kind of like stand-in for guy's girl. The pick-me girl archetype became something of a meme on TikTok. A woman who seeks validation from others, most commonly men. They adopt behaviors and opinions that make them, quote, different to other women, to be more desirable and palatable to men, often at the expense of other women.
And themselves.
And themselves.
That's what I think. And it's very Grey's Anatomy.
What do you mean by that? Because I did like that show.
Oh, you know when Ellen Pompeii is like, pick me. Choose me. Is that, love me.
Is that where pick me girl
I think that's
comes
where
from?
It comes from.
Oh, what?
Right?
I didn't even make that connect.
Jesse, what have you been sitting on this landmine of information
that's,
over here?
That's what I was under the... That was my impression of it. Because she... I mean,
remember
even
that scene. She's
cheating.
Pick me. Choose me. Yeah. Love me.
Right.
And we were like, yeah.
And like, there's like, an interview beautiful. With Ellen being like, I didn't want to do it. I thought it was the most pathetic speech a woman could ever say.
Because literally.
They forced me. And then, of course, America was like, yes.
It's our pick me girl.
It was so well received in my household. I can't even say enough good things about it.
That's because we all relate to it. Yeah. You went, yeah, that's you have true. To scream at a man. Yeah. See me. Choose me.
Yes.
Wow.
And that is where we went wrong. You see?
I didn't even think of that being the origin. Now, pick me girl honestly sounds cool to me again.
Yeah.
I remember like that show. I love that show when I was in high school.
Yeah. Oh,
it's
I watch
still
it
on,
now.
By the way, 20th season.
Whenever I get
it's,
sick,
insane.
I'm watching Grey's Anatomy.
Is it good at all still?
Now? It's okay.
I don't watch anymore.
It's not as good. I mean, the way it was at the top, you can't
at the 20
beat
seasons,
that.
How good could it be?
Right. And it's like, they're all really good doctors. And I'm like, I want to be intern level. I want to be like, are we going to make it? Are we not going to make it? I hate that you know what you're doing. I hate that.
Nobody wants to see you at the top of your game.
Yeah, no.
I want to see the struggle.
Me too. Me too. So
pick me, choose me. Do you remember when that bitch? See now, when I say that bitch, now is that not a girl's girl?
Guys, girl.
I'm so guys.
No,
girl, but
I say
that
bitch
all the
time.
I go with that bitch. That
you're
bitch.
Girl's girl, but can be guys girl coded.
Guys girl coded. Guy coded.
Yeah.
Do you remember in Grey's Anatomy, like old school, when the mom was like, "You are anything but ordinary." Like the crazy mom who was always hard
yes,
on her.
Yes, horrific.
All right. So when I was a PA, lady who played that character,
yeah.
The mom was on the show I was on.
No.
And we were just talking about it. And I go, can you just do that scene for me? And she goes, yeah, definitely. And she did it.
No.
She was like, I forget what it was something like really dramatic, like pick me. It was like, you are anything but ordinary. And then Grams from Dawson's Creek was also on that show.
Wow.
And we talked about that. She also had one of those like awesome last lines.
Wow.
When she was dying. Or no, when Jennifer was dying. Now I'm back and I'm mixing up my shows.
I don't know. You don't know Dawson's Creek?
Okay, forget it then. Fuck Sorry, it. Do you know Dawson's Creek?
Then fuck it.
Fuck it then. This is the worst show ever. It doesn't even exist.
Wow.
Anyway, so Dawson.
That is a throwback.
You remember that?
Dawson's Creek. Yeah.
Now, what was there? Oh, so that bitch.
Yeah, that bitch.
Positively. she did that thing. She goes, "You are anything but ordinary."
That's a girl's girl.
That's a girl's girl.
A girl's girl who will say, you go, can you do this thing that you probably hate doing? She goes, for you?
Yeah. Say the line. It's like, say the famous line. It's like a catchphrase.
Incredible.
Yeah. Now imagine I meet Ellen Pompeo. I go, yo, do the line.
Do the pick me speech.
Yo, just do it. Jeez. Pick me, choose me. Yo, I can't believe that is actually a negative because I saw it as such a positive.
That's we all did.
That's what's wild.
We're all mind blown right now.
Yeah. That's why it's such a wild thing. We didn't realize that we were cheering for and romanticizing a pick me story.
Tough
to hear.
Tough to hear.
I know. Because we went, that's what love is.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm always going to have to fight for our love, I guess.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to fight tooth and nail.
In a hospital setting, mind you.
Of course.
With that song playing, I'm how to save a life. Wasn't that song always on Grey's Anatomy?
How to save a life. They had a lot of songs. Also, remember, like,
that was the original.
So I got
when someone tells me they're from my
yes,
like if. That song should be on Grey's Anatomy. Slow.
Oh my God,
it
yeah.
would be.
How I always ask what
the slow. Yeah.
Oh.
Now Meghan Markle, girl's girl. Now here's why I heard. You guys listen to Dumas podcast?
Ever? Oh my God, yeah.
Okay. Do you hear what she said about like people are saying
this new conspiracy is crazy.
Let's get into it.
What?
Wait. Okay.
The royal conspiracy, the newest one.
I don't know it.
Okay, so people are saying like the original fracture between Meghan Markle and Kate Middleton back in like the day, and by the day I mean like 2019,
yeah,
was that William was having this affair with some lady named like Rose Thornberry.
Oh,
look up the name, please.
Wait, he was lady having an affair,
Lady Thornberry of the
this
great
is like the new news, like everyone yeah. thinks. Yeah.
Okay, so Meghan. Okay, so they say allegedly that Meghan Markle found out about this affair. Went to Kate Middleton and said, hey, woman to woman, just so you know, like, I know what's going on. This is what's going on. And, you know, like, I know what it's like. I've been in this situation before. And, you know, if you need anything, let me know. Girl's girl behavior.
Yeah, totally.
And Kate Middleton was like, you stupid bitch. Did you fall down and hit your head?
This is a direct quote?
No.
This is an alleged direct quote.
This is alleged. She said, did you fall down? Smack your head on the fucking tile floor because I know that and I don't want to talk about it.
I'm fully aware of this.
Yeah. Basically saying like, I know this is our arrangement. Don't you ever come to me and try, this is embarrassing for me that you're coming to me because it's like you're pointing out something that we don't speak about.
It's a don't ask, don't tell policy.
So pipe down.
Yikes.
And maybe
you American peasant.
Yeah. You dumb bitch. Nobody even watched Suits. Okay. At the time that was true.
Right. They're like, we didn't know Netflix was going to put it on most popular.
Now we're all invested.
Yeah.
At the time, if she had gone, nobody watches that fucking show, she would have been right. But now she wrong. So anyways, so that was apparently like the beginning of this rift between them. Or, you know, who knows if it was the beginning, the middle, the end, just fuel for the fire. I don't
definitely
know.
Fuel.
Why did I get into that? Oh, yeah. Where's Kate?
Yeah.
Where is she?
Wait, what's going on? New conspiracy?
So we're 5 days behind. So hopefully we'll have some more information by the time this podcast comes out. But you're up to date?
No.
Okay. So
she's dying to know.
I literally have no idea what's going on.
Okay. So what I heard was here's the things I've heard. So in around Christmas time. Kate goes into they say she's gone into the hospital for planned abdominal surgery. They don't say what it is. They say it's a long recovery, which is true. Abdominal surgery is a very long recovery.
Wow.
She won't be around till like Easter. That's what they say. Right. Then she comes out of the hospital, but there's no photos. And then people are, but am I missing something? Why do people start getting worried? Because they said she's not going to be around till Easter.
Right. The conspiracy theory I heard goes back to the mistress. About how she found out another trace. She got word that he had gone to see the mistress. So she had a mental breakdown and anxiety attack. Yes. And then that's why she was rushed to the hospital. And they're covering it up like abdominal surgery.
Yes. And then I even heard one person went so far as to say that William got the other girl pregnant, which I don't believe.
That, yeah.
Because all these girls in this world, they're not letting that happen.
Right.
Mistakes like that aren't going to happen.
I think, though,
this is an arrangement. It's well planned. Mm-hmm. There's no accidental babies happening. This is how I feel.
They would pay her off
This would not be happening. Right. I mean, Aunt Edwards could get rid of a pregnancy.
The
Minnesota Timberwolves, okay? Right. The King of England, okay? Can't send the video.
See that? The queen?
See how I had to just leave you guys and go directly to Mike for a little basketball reference?
I got it right away.
Send the video, okay? You see what I had to do? Okay, well, now we're back. Girl talk.
The queen, that's a guy's girl. Like, that's, it's
ultimate guy's girl.
Very patriarchal, very, the men can do whatever they want, the women can't. Very, I'm sure, horrific to be a part of. And I feel like that's probably what it's like. Like the royal, I can't imagine. I mean, Kate was probably like, this looks great. The house.
Yeah.
The vibe.
Yeah.
The life. But then I'm sure it's a nightmare to be a part of.
Yeah. Well, she seems a lot more built for it than Markle did. Because Markle was like, oh, this will be fun. Ooh, a princess.
Yeah.
Ooh, the royal family. And then you find out it's actually like just kind of like lame wasp shit. Like the food's not good. Yeah. Like the houses aren't really that comfortable. Like, you know what I mean?
You can't decorate yourself like the queen decorates your home.
It's literally like the original wasp energy. It's like there's not a lot of comfort. There's no fun. There's no pizzazz. And it's like it's not like jolly.
And wasp is very don't ask, don't tell.
Don't ask, don't tell.
My husband's having an affair. Do not tell me about it.
Oh, so to get back to the where is Kate thing. So... Right. So people started on TikTok saying, where's Kate? This, that, because they didn't have any photos of her leaving the hospital. There was like one random blurry photo of her in the car. People said, is this a body double kind of thing? Oh. And then, of course, the ultimate, what we talked about yesterday, the photo drop. Oh, the Mother's Day, the Photoshop Mother's Day photo drop, which was Photoshopped so badly that they could actually pinpoint where the original faces, which photos the faces came from, like where they were Photoshopped from. And then, you know, the hand is all fucked up. And it was so bad that the Associated Press, AP, had to put out, and this sounds so dramatic, overly dramatic, a kill notice.
I know.
On
literally.
The photo. I was like, okay. Relax.
Come on now.
You're the Associated Press. Like, could you relax? Was this Mission Impossible?
It was an edited photo.
Okay, relax. Okay, someone put out a kill notice in Calabasas. Okay, shut it down. The Kardashians are just, I mean, the kill notice, crazy. Anyway, so it was so Photoshopped. And then they're going so far as to say, don't use this photo ever again. And also, Buckingham Palace is no longer a trusted source. A source of... that we can trust for the latest.
Wow.
Okay.
I'm wondering who runs their social accounts. Because they fired.
Oh, they're so fired.
So fired.
So incredibly fired.
But wait, do you think she did it or they did it?
Okay, so it was so Photoshopped to the point where people were like, this photo didn't happen. So then they have her. Okay, so their motto is don't complain, don't explain. I saw someone else make this point. This is not my original point.
Wow.
I just can't remember who to give credit to. So I'm sorry. Someone was like, their motto is don't complain, don't explain. But immediately they have her go, her, quote unquote, go on Twitter and explain and say, oh, I'm just an amateur photographer and I like to, you know, putz around and I guess, whoops, you know, it's just a bad Photoshop.
Right.
So that looks even more suspect that they even had her comment on
how you know what happened? Because the social media person went, hey, Kate, quick question. This looks really Photoshopped. And she goes, I didn't do it. And they go, okay, just because the hand is, she said, I didn't do it. And I feel like there's anger and you go, I'm going to post it and I'm going to hope no one sees it. But I think you did it. And then I think they got in trouble and they went, she said to me, this wasn't touched.
Right. God, to be a fly on the wall.
I would. Yeah.
Also, like, do you think the social media is being run by one of those guys with the in the red suits with the big hats?
Definitely.
My God, the guards.
Like, it's hard. Like one of the guards, like,
for sure.
That's the energy that it's giving. Like it's giving. Like
it's giving. I'm on a horse.
Yeah. It's posting
first
on the
time
horse.
Ever using Photoshop. Yeah. You know, using the apps, but you don't have the premium subscription, so you're just making do.
Yes. Yeah. I know Canva work when I see it.
Listen.
Okay.
I'm a firm believer in Canva, to be honest.
I pay for it.
I live in hurts me every month, but I go, Canva's worth it. Every
What's month? Canva?
It's Canva's basically
what is it?
Fisher Price Photoshop. Yeah. You can do anything on there.
What a great way to describe
so
it.
So graphics, but like you can get really into it.
Yeah.
I make all of my everything on there. That's photo what, graphics.
Yeah. I do our
it's like
thumbnails.
Drag and drop.
I do our YouTube thumbnails on there. I do like the thumbnail, the cover for Reels, if you want to make like that.
Oh.
You can do it on there.
You can remove a background, which is like next level yes. because I used to take people hours to do on Photoshop. Mm-hmm. Now you just click a button. It does everything for you. Removes the background, make it shiny.
So like, I'm obsessed. Like when I put our thumbnail, I'm going to like take a still of all of us and then I'll remove the background from us and I'll put us all in another place, probably Buckingham Palace.
Perfect. Honestly, if you don't give me a red hat, I'm going to be pissed.
Wait, the thumbnail for this, I'll do it on Canva, will probably be the Kate Middleton photo with the kids, but it'll be our faces.
I'm crying.
Wait. And I'll do it on Canva.
Love that. And it's got to be on Canva.
But Mike will be Kate's face. And then and then the three of us will be like our faces.
I want to like put some hands in random places. Yeah, so. Absolutely. The other conspiracy that had me howling was that she's in hiding. She's about to be on The Masked Singer.
Yes, I heard that.
Which is like,
so crazy. And she, so
could you imagine
the next Masked Singer? We just hear like the big bumblebee going, "When someone tells me they're from Massachusetts,
we're all gonna go."
Kate Middleton. Ask your
part. Genius.
What was it?
Oh, I thought that she was just getting plastic surgery. And
that would make sense. Like a tummy tuck. And by the way, like abdominal surgery really does take a long time to.
What is abdominal surgery?
A tummy tuck would be abdominal surgery.
Oh, like, okay.
Like,
so is it that?
If you had a problem with your colon or something, that would be abdominal surgery. And that really does take a very long time to recover from. A butt lift would probably involve some abdominal surgery because they probably take fat from your. Oh. A lot of times when these surgeries, they'll take fat from the stomach.
Right.
So that they still have to cut your stomach open. So a lot of surgeries.
Like put it in different places.
So the put it in your boobs, put it in your butt, whatever.
It's been a stick since day one. So
she's been a stick.
What medical emergency is she addressing? Because if it's internal, okay. But like, I don't understand why they can't make a statement.
She could have Crohn's disease. It could be embarrassing. Right. It could. So the other thing,
is
going back to the wasp.
Embarrassing?
I don't know. I think it involves shitting yourself. So
you like, colostomy bag.
Also, am I wrong to say like no? Oh. But I'm like,
Jess is like, what do you got to say about Crohn's, yo?
Go ahead.
I'm like,
say
who cares?
It. You right to my face then.
I don't get it. But I also don't understand, like, because tell me if I'm wrong. Uh-huh. But you know how people have abs, like abdominals, and then you have
muscles,
fat. I'm like, my fat's on the outside of my abs. We don't need to cut my abs to get that. Am I wrong?
We're right.
I don't know.
But it's still surgery.
It's still
like you're still getting cut open.
I don't know anything about surgery.
Have you ever thrown up?
Yes.
Okay. And you feel how like afterwards your stomach is sore.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's like that times a billion.
Right.
Or if you've ever done a crunch.
I never really have
either. But I'm sure that it's like similar to doing a crunch.
That's
or,
what it feels
like getting
like
punched
to be cut
in the stomach.
Into?
I've never gotten
like,
punched.
If you
the
get
stomach.
Punched Mike? In the stomach,
you've been punched in
you've
the
been
stomach.
Punched in the stomach.
Yes, I've been punched.
What
in the
did
stomach.
You do? What
Listen, I'm not dating a guy unless he's been in a couple bar fights, and that's just a requirement.
And that's just what it is.
And that's just if I get to witness one of them, hot.
Yeah,
very hot.
Yeah,
but right. It hurts. Like it what hurts for you, like a week.
What did you do to get punched, Mike?
Yeah, just your kid fighting. You know, we got into. Little scrums when I was a kid.
Little scrums.
Scrums. Tough part of
Jersey. He sounds like he's from Buckingham Palace, eh? You got the little scrums.
Scrums.
Hey, where's the queen?
Have you seen your boyfriend get in a fight?
No.
Oh.
I know, but it'd be good though.
Mike, you could instigate.
I don't fight now. I can't imagine Smigs would now either. But
I'll fight.
And I like Smigs. I'm not fighting him.
I could imagine getting in a fight, like me personally.
Absolutely.
100%.
I could see you getting in a fight because you're a guy's girl.
Because I'm a guy's girl. So I would have to prove it. Because I would have to prove it to the men that like I'm one of you. You understand? Right. As if like me talking about meats and cheeses for an hour and a half didn't seal the deal.
Isn't enough already.
Okay. As if that wasn't enough. Okay. I'll punch someone. In the stomach, and I'll make it really hurt. If that's what I gotta do to be a guy's girl in this fucked up day and age, and this is how I'm being treated, then all right, it's on site, bitch. Curb stomp.
Curb stomp.
Boom.
So another theory about Kate is that she's dead.
What a theory.
Or that she's in a coma. Some people say, some people are saying that maybe William was being a guy's guy.
No.
And knocked her teeth out.
What?
Or something. Or
see, that's going to be...
That doesn't seem likely to me.
That's what I don't like about the royal family is that we watch shows about them where we see people get their teeth knocked out and then we say, quiet girl, we'll fix your teeth and you pretend you're in a coma and that's it. And I go, but it can't be happening now. But I'm like, it surely is. And that's what's so scary.
Yeah. Do you guys watch The Crown? Is that what you mean?
Well, I've seen parts of it and I watched like so many of the Princess Diana stories, which are just, you know, that poor girl.
Didn't watch The Crown?
Make it.
I didn't watch The Crown.
You got to.
Do I need? I have always heard good things about The Crown.
Honestly, you only gotta watch seasons 3 and 4.
Wow. I love like, when it's specific.
I'm gonna let you know exactly what you could skip 1 and 2.
Okay.
Okay. It's fine. It's nothing bad, but it's a little slow going. But when they go to 3 and 4, and you don't need to know what happened before and you don't need to know what's coming after, you get Olivia Colman as the queen, unrivaled. You get Helena Bonham Carter as the drunk sister. I call her Helly Bottoms. You get just like a great, you just can't beat those two girls. And just like the drama of the time. And you and then you can tune out. But those two seasons, you'll laugh, you'll must cry. Watch. It's a must watch.
Wow. Okay.
It's a must watch. The affairs, like everything is so good.
Oof.
Really, Helena Bonham Carter is like, wow, how?
Yeah.
So good.
Wow.
I'm not one to really get excited about acting performances, but I remember just being like, I'm over the moon about these performances.
Okay. I got to watch The Crown too.
Yeah.
3 and 4.
You do.
I just watched the Diana stuff, all the stuff on Diana.
Where were you when Princess Diana died? Let's go around the room.
Yeah.
Let's take a minute.
We were just getting our house renovated. So my parents' bedroom was in like what used to be like the living room. And we were all in there and on the bed, like watching. And my parents were like,
She's dead.
And I went, a princess died? And I had the Princess Di bear.
Oh.
Please, no.
You're the real fan.
Did you know who she was before she died?
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
I don't think
we
I did.
We were, what, third grade, second grade?
Yeah.
It wasn't like we were really... How old are you, Dre? You don't have to say if you don't want to.
She's younger.
Younger. 29. Okay, so you were not born yet.
You were...
I was like, I can remember when Michael Jackson died.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember.
Let's talk about what's important. That was 2009. We just did an episode about that. Michael Jackson dying.
That was crazy.
I was unaffected. Isn't that crazy?
You were unaffected?
I did not care. How much did you care? Scale of 1 to 10.
I was babysitting, but the parents were there because they just came back.
Isn't that the worst when the parents are fucking there?
Right. I was like, am I on the clock now? Yeah. Or I also felt awkward literally touching their child. So I just was like, okay, I guess I'm off.
Right.
I feel weird. I saw it on the news and I thought, wait, this is, oh my God, like Michael Jackson. I was like so affected. But I didn't know why I was so affected. Right. I was like, I'm supposed to be really affected about this.
Mm-hmm. I was like, I don't give a fuck.
Wow.
MJ. I mean, he's the prince though, the king.
Right.
He is our king. He's our American king. You know what I just thought of when you were talking about babysitting? What about the girls, girl, guys, girl ethics of like when the dad would drive you home?
So awkward.
So uncomfortable. Hey, and is the wife like, this babysitter better not, or my husband better not fucking try it with this babysitter?
I mean,
then,
yeah, you better freaking swear.
You better swear,
like,
bro.
Like, are you
That's
kidding?
Really going to get him, Jesse. You better freaking swear you don't touch her.
Oh my like, God. I can't even think about that. Maybe it's because when I was a babysitter, like sex was, if, no, I would have been mortified.
Oh, yeah.
I don't even think I would have known what was going on. Like, if he put a hand on my leg, right. I would have been like, is this a... I'd be like... I'd be like rummaging through the gum compartment, like, run out of the car into the woods, never to be seen again, killed by my own accord. Literally would have died. Like... I couldn't have.
I can't even imagine it.
Could not handle it. I also can't imagine any person doing that with a child. Like somebody.
Oh, wait,
who's,
I wasn't necessarily thinking like kids. Like you babysit at 18 now.
18 is really young. Can you imagine hitting on an 18-year-old?
I babysat in my 20s sometimes. Sometimes like the dads were very hot, and I'm like, I wonder if the wives are on pins and needles at all times. with the hot dads.
They should. It's like, what?
I definitely had, yeah, some hot dads, but I was so young that I just thought they were attractive. But like, right. Obviously I was way too young for them to even.
To even be thinking.
Right. Yeah, no.
Wild.
Yeah. The best movie, Crazy Stupid Love.
Yeah.
We love that whole, it was like a love triangle. Obviously he didn't, the dad didn't try anything. But
right.
The babysitter liked the dad.
Right.
Sorry, that was classic. A little bit of a
side. And a girl's girl's like, you're either getting an Uber or my husband's going to take you home. His like, and then I make him wear like a Batman mask and I'm like,
I just avoided that at all costs. I was like, I'll take the bus home.
Yeah.
My parents will pick me up.
Like, I'm good. I'll walk.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Especially like the city years. The city dads are really wily.
I was a nanny in the city.
Untamed.
Yeah. The city dads are a little reckless, especially when the parents come home drunk.
Oh, yeah.
Like they go out to a party and they come home bombed.
Yeah.
And you're like, this dad ain't coming near me right now.
Yeah.
Or unless he wants to. Guys, girl.
Guys, girl.
Oh, well, it makes a good argument. I mean, guys, girl. All right. So we don't know where Kate Middleton is, just to circle back to the point we were on.
Personally, I don't.
Just circle back. You don't get any read on that?
No.
Put out the 10-4 for the princess.
I don't know.
I think, do you believe that she was in the car or they staged that with like a...
Staged.
Okay. So the grainy photo was photoshopped or they just had kind of a fill-in for her photographed?
We could all be that. We could have been brown hair.
That's how
a girl with brown hair and sunglasses is any of us in that.
Yeah.
And then they put out the next photo, which was like William in the car and then a person with their head turned out the window.
Not convinced at all.
Not convinced.
Do we think she's still in the hospital?
What does that mean?
It might be mental. She might have just finally had her last fucking straw with Rose Lady Thornberry.
Are we upset with William though? Because I'm like, after he knew what happened with his mother,
right?
And he's letting this happen to his wife.
And that's the thing with men. Unfortunately, they don't learn.
That is the thing with men, and that's the problem.
Mike, you're Mike. One moment,
I don't think
Mike.
That's all.
One moment, Mike. Like men, especially if they don't do any work on themselves, they just recreate their family. Well, sorry, it's not
the
men.
Chaos.
We
Everyone,
all do that. We
yeah.
all do that. We all recreate our family dynamic. So if a guy had a dad who was a big cheater, likely to be a big cheater. If a woman had a mom who was constantly being cheated on and stayed and never mm-hmm. stood up for herself, mm-hmm. likely to repeat that pattern.
Yeah.
So am I surprised? No, but am I very disappointed in William, not only for losing his hair, but also for behaving like bad man Charles? Yeah, I'm very disappointed. Michael, you had a point?
Is there a possibility that nothing is happening?
No.
No?
Oh.
Has that been thought of? That like
it was thought of, but we had to fill an hour. So
I also think if that were true,
you're welcome.
We considered it, but for the good of your network, we went a different way.
The first two weeks, I thought nothing. I thought this was crazy. Everybody's taking this way too far. But as the time has gone on, there's been no statements, mm-hmm. even more grainy photos. Now all these conspiracies that I fall into because they sound good. I'm like, actually, that could.
Yeah. I think also if it weren't happening, Kate would just be like, hey, sorry, what's going on?
Right,
and
right.
everyone would be like, oh, but it's not happening, which makes me think there is something happening. Well, and I don't trust the Brits, not in the Royals.
Not one.
I don't trust them.
Not at all.
Mm-mm.
Especially with PR, you just realize how shady everything is.
So shady.
Remember how Meghan and Harry were saying that a big beef between them was that everyone in the palace has a different PR team.
Wow.
Right? So each person has their own office and their own keepers and their own game they're playing.
Mm-hmm.
And so they were saying that William and Kate would put out bad stories about Meghan and Harry to deflect from the fact that William was caught having this affair.
Okay.
So part of what drove Meghan crazy, they said, was that all these stories in the press were being fed to the press by William's people to deflect from this affair. And ain't that some just wild shit? That's what I heard.
That's wild.
Yeah.
Can't even trust your own family.
It'd be your own
family. I don't think you can in the Royals. They're all... What do you call it?
They're all
guys, girls. They're all out competing against each other for themselves. They're putting each other down so they look better.
So I think just to sum up this whole fantastic episode, yeah. I think we're going to call it this way. Queen Elizabeth, ultimate guy's girl.
For sure.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Ultimate girl's girl, I would call Oprah or Dolly Parton.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
You said Dolly first. It like came to you immediately.
Yeah. Ultimate girl's girl, Dolly Parton. Thank you guys so much for coming. All right. Drea, you have a podcast on this very network. Tell us about it. Tell us about everything.
Absolutely. Big Wigs Podcast with Anna Roisman and myself. We chit chat. We talk trending topics. And then we do a little impression of said trending topics.
Amazing.
Every Thursday.
And you, Jawless.
Thank you.
That's how you say it, right?
Jawless. Yeah. Jawless. You don't have a jaw. You're jawless.
Okay. Well,
fantastic. Now everybody knows. So on this particular network podcast called Mill Children, where myself and Chris Burns, how would you describe it, Mike? We really sit down and we just...
It's a comedy podcast.
Yes.
With
comedy, I would say.
It's a comedy
and
podcast.
And comedic timing
It's improv funny. Based.
There is a lot of improv.
And there is a peek into the lives of Chris Burns and Jesse Jawless.
Being middle children.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Middle earth. I like it.
And middle earth, to be honest.
Mike, how should I describe this podcast?
Five star.
I have a podcast on this network as well. It is 5-star. Thank you very much. All right, we'll see you guys next week. Thank you for being here. Rate, review, subscribe, do all the shit. You know the vibes. I absolutely love you. See you next week. Bye.